that the last time when that rain came through, only a few people died because they didn't use common sense.
Right, exactly. Unfortunately, we have some people die and they chose to walk in more than the wood that went to the top and that. And it died. So we really want people to exercise some good thinking, some common sense. We're going to do our best to keep people safe, but there's only so much the first responders can do. It really comes down to making the decisions yourself.
You've got the state police, National Guard, who else have you got? How many people you have?
We have thousands of them. You know, we've got hundreds of National Guard folks in the state police. Of course, we've got the Department of Transportation, Democrat. We've got volunteers at the shelters, emergency management people, all three of our counties.
So a lot of people are looking really hard. And you're expecting some personal projects for some
people. People want to be affected centimeters from that as well. Police can have to sustain 50 miles an hour where we have to close the police as well.
That would be a tough answer. So much for being with us. We're going to stay in the area and we'll be in touch with you and the first responders so that you know what goes on. Thank you, Mr. Studio.
Continuing coverage of Hurricane Sandy when we come back to us.